This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Thanks, Switzerland.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. We've been telling you the big American banks are reporting earnings this week. Some of them have been sounding optimistic. This morning, Swiss banking giant UBS announced a loss for the first quarter and said it's cutting 8,700 jobs, several thousand of them here in the U.S. From our European desk, Stephen Beard has more.
Europe's biggest casualty of the credit crunch unveils yet another tale of woe. UBS lost $1.75 billion in the first 3 months of the year. Major job cuts are inevitable, says the bank. A further 11% of its workforce will go. UBS is now fighting on two fronts, trying to stem the continuing losses on toxic assets and battling with the U.S. over alleged tax evasion. Chris Hughes is with the website Breaking Views. He says the bank is struggling to save what was once the world's strongest financial brand.
At the moment, the actions are pretty radical, and they do obviously stand a chance of preserving the franchise. But it's clearly going to be a much smaller, incredibly shrunken franchise compared to what it was at its peak.
Many of the bank's customers are taking fright amid the tax fraud allegations. Clients have pulled around $8 billion out of UBS accounts. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
16 days and counting. That's how long Chrysler has to make a deal with Italy's Fiat. Otherwise, no more government money, and it's off to bankruptcy court. As Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson tells us, Chrysler has a lot of negotiating to do.
Fiat won't partner with Chrysler unless Chrysler gets $6 billion from Washington, and that money won't come unless Chrysler gets concessions from its creditors and its workers first. At the top of the list is about $7 billion owed to banks and hedge funds. Chrysler wants them to forgive more than 80% of that debt.
Is it possible? Yes, I think it is. Chrysler certainly believes that it is.
That's auto industry analyst Eric Merkel. The problem is those creditors think they could get a better deal in bankruptcy court. Merkel says that option could be disastrous.
They could in some way be similar to like the Lehman Brothers of the financial industry, because right now the supply base is in such a tenuous state.
Merkel says if bankruptcy becomes liquidation, suppliers that make even a tiny part for Chrysler cars could shut down. That, he says, could ripple far beyond the auto industry. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, Fiat's CEO told a Toronto newspaper today he'll walk away from the merger talks unless Chrysler's American and Canadian unions agree to substantial benefit cuts. Asian markets closed mixed. European shares so far also mixed. Intel posted a stronger-than-expected first-quarter profit, but it declined to give an earnings forecast for the second quarter, saying this economy is still too hard to predict. Yesterday, the Dow lost 137 points to 7,920. The NASDAQ and S&P lost a similar 2% or so.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, delivering people-ready enterprise solutions designed to help companies do more with less. Details at Microsoft.com/people-ready. By Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere April 24th.
If you are rushing to finish your taxes today, much luck. A nice refund would be welcome. But did you know a lot of tax refunds go unclaimed? The government is sitting on tens of millions of dollars in uncollected refunds and economic stimulus checks just from last year. Congressman Brad Sherman of suburban Los Angeles wants to help remedy that. First of all, Congressman, why hasn't this money been claimed?
Well, with the stimulus payments, you had a lot of folks who just never filed a tax return. You have people who move, and then you have deceased taxpayers whose heirs are unaware of their financial affairs.
And what do you want to do about it?
Well, I want people to claim what's owed to them. That's why we've put on my website a list that lists name and zip code of those who have either unclaimed stimulus payments or unclaimed tax refunds.
What is this project going to cost taxpayers?
Well, I don't...
Or is there any cost?
There's certainly no cost of putting this information up on my webpage. I just asked my staff to work overtime. But we're trying to refund the money to whom it's owed, and I don't regard that as a cost to taxpayers. There are many ways to deal with the federal deficit, but having certain people not get their tax refunds is not amongst them.
You know, Congressman, when I change addresses, I always notify the IRS. It's fair to ask, why should we be trying so hard to give money to people who didn't care enough to collect it in the first place?
Well, certainly if someone owes the IRS money, they make an effort to find that person. And when we're owed money, when taxpayers are owed money, likewise, so the IRS should.
What's the largest uncollected tax refund that you know about?
The average of the largest three refunds that are unpaid in the country is over $250,000 for each of those three. And I would suspect that that involves a death in the family. I can't imagine an individual aware of their own financial affairs not claiming a refund that large.
Congressman Brad Sherman of suburban L.A., thank you.
Thank you. Enjoyed being on your program.
And we have that link for you at our website, marketplace.org. It is no fun to race against tonight's midnight tax deadline. At least these days, you don't have to suffer alone. You can Twitter. We went on that social networking site and found some comments from people who are tweeting online when they probably ought to be filling out forms right now. Our staff brought the tweets to life.
Okay, I am really, really going to finish my taxes today. Really, I mean it. Not kidding at all. Really.
I need to do my taxes or fake my own death.
Shh, don't tell anyone. I called in sick to work today. Gotta get my taxes done.
I heard someone talking about taxes today. When do we have to get those done?
Death and taxes. At least we only die once.
Oh, there's always that. We like to hear from you. How are you doing these days? Let us know at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.